यस्मरन्दं विराज्यज्ञे भूतेन्द्रियगुणात्मकः तत्रव्यं मत्यागद्विश्वम् गोपी सूर्या इवातपन्. From that personality of Godhead, all the universal globes and the universal form with all material elements, qualities and senses are generated. Yet he is aloof from such material manifestations like the sun, which is separate from its rays and heat. So again, Srila Prabhupada talks about the different material energy or three-fourths and one-fourth. Talks about how the difference is. So here we are he's talking about the personality of Godhead, Karana Daksha Vishnu, who is the source of all this universe which emanates from him. So that emanation of all this universe is coming is compared to the sun rays also. So that's a very nice way he's explaining.
I have one question.
Yeah.
So what is the significance of this? Like, he's aloof from such material manifestation. What is the importance in this?
That means even though he creates something, he's not attracted to it, nor does it affect him. That's the meaning. Okay, so regardless of his creation, he is not attached to it, nor does that thing affect him. It doesn't affect him. Okay, so he's aloof.
So when he comes here, so that time also, like,
he's always aloof. Yeah, when he descends also. So that's his amazing quality. Like when we do something, for example, when we have a child, we attach to the child, you know. But the Lord can show that emotion, but he's actually detached. You know? He's renounced, completely renounced.
So, does it mean that we have to be like that?
Or ultimately, yes. But when you're doing your duties, you cannot neglect your affections for your family members and so on. That must be there. But not overly, you know, not too much. You must have affection so you can take care of them. If you are too detached, then you won't take care of them or protect your children like that. So that it must be there, but it must be balanced. Yeah.
So is that true that like Krishna was killed some demons?
Hmm.
So that was killed by Vishnu, not by him?
Well, they say that generally the Lord is always in Vrindavan. So any other functions is carried by his expansions. So from that understanding, he directly don't kill because he doesn't have to. His expansion, his energies can do those things. So from that understanding we see that because he always is in Vrindavan, only his expansions are out there doing different functions. So in that case, yes, he directly doesn't go and kill. He lets his expansions or energies do that. He doesn't have to. So just like, except for the cases in Vrindavan, everything out of Vrindavan is performed by his expansions. Yeah. Okay. Text 23. Yadasyanavyan nalinat. Aham asam mahatmanah. Navidam yagna sambaran. Purushavayavan rite. Okay, from this text onwards till 33, Brahma is talking about how this yagna is performed. Using the creation that is already in front of him, how he's going to use it as an ingredient, and then how he's going to offer it back to the Supreme Lord. Okay, translation. When I was born from the abdominal lotus flower of the Lord Mahavishnu, the great person, I had no ingredients for sacrificial performances except the bodily limbs of the great personality of Godhead. Okay, so basically when he was born, at that time that's the start of his creation, but he didn't know what to do. So he also was a bit perturbed, so he wasn't sure what to do. But then he, after meditation, he understood what he had to do also. So the bodily limbs of the Lord. So everything means bodily limbs of the great person means everything belongs to the Lord actually. All the qualities, whatever you need, he needed, everything is from the Lord. Now, in the middle of the purport, from the first paragraph, Srila Prabhupada writes, Lord Brahma, he felt perplexity. And from his heart, he was inspired by the Lord to undergo austerity, thereby acquiring the ingredients for sacrificial performance. Otherwise, he didn't know what to do. But there was nothing besides the two of them, namely the personality of Mahavishnu and Brahma himself, born of the bodily part of the Lord. For sacrificial performances, many ingredients were in need, especially animals. The animal sacrifice is never meant for killing the animal, but for achieving the successful result of the sacrifice. The animal offered in the sacrificial fire is, so to speak, destroyed, but the next moment it is given a new life by the dint of the Vedic hymns chanted by the expert priests. So also, a lot of time you'll find that you think animal is used for sacrifice, but actually the real understanding is the animal is not killed and lost. It gets a new life, or it is reborn as a human being, like that. So there's an advantage for the animal also. And that will only take place when the sacrifice is successful. Yeah. But as Prabhupada says, you don't have such successful or expert priests anymore. Okay? We don't have such priests anymore. And continuing, Prabhupada says, we shouldn't do such sacrifices anymore in this Kali Yuga, because there's no such personalities who can save the animal. Rather, they becomes barbecue or something like that. And that's what was happening when Lord Buddha was around. They were killing, and then the Brahmins himself were eating, saying his prasad like that. You know, so he came and put a stop to that. Prabhupada then continues, thus Brahma created even the sacrificial ingredients out of the bodily limbs of the Garbha Dakshayi Vishnu, which means that the cosmic order was created by Brahma himself. So within this universe, Brahma started the whole different planetary systems and all, and how to allocate and how to perform sacrifice. And from his first sacrifice, all the other priests who were created with him also start doing it. Yeah. And then in the last paragraph, in the middle of the last paragraph, Prabhupada writes, before that he says, just like you worship Ganga, you take the Ganges water and offer it to Ganga and you get results. He says, worship of the Lord is also performed by the ingredients born from the bodily limbs of the Lord, and yet the worshipper who is himself a part of the Lord achieves the result of devotional service to the Lord. While the impersonalist wrongly concludes that he is the Lord himself, the personalist out of great gratitude worships the Lord in devotional service, knowing perfectly well that nothing is different from the Lord. The devotee therefore endeavors to apply everything in the service of the Lord, whereas the impersonalist, they try to reject it. This perfect conception of oneness helps the worshipper in being engaged in his loving service, whereas the impersonalist, being falsely puffed up, remains a non-devotee forever without being recognized by the Lord. So that's the difference. One wants to have a loving relationship, the other don't want to have any relationship. So they become forever rejected by the Lord. They won't understand how to come close or achieve the goal of life. Text 24. Teshu yagnasya pashava.
Teshu yagnasya pashava.
Savanaspataya kusha.
Savanaspataya kusha.
Idam cha deva yajanam.
Idam cha deva yajanam.
Kalas choru gunan vitaha.
Kalas choru gunan vitaha.
For performing sacrificial ceremonies, one requires sacrificial ingredients such as flowers, leaves, and straw, along with the sacrificial altar and a suitable time, spring. Text 25. So he's outlining all the different things you need for your sacrifice.
Well, what is the meaning of sacrificial, basically? What is sacrifice? Like, what is the meaning of the sacrifice here, basically?
Yagna. Yeah.
It's like a puja, means prayer? What?
No, yagna, when you do yagna. Fire sacrifice?
Offer various ingredients into the fire.
He's doing to please the Lord. You didn't hear what I said? Just like you worship Ganga, you take water to offer. So same thing, all these material elements he's using to offer to the Lord to get some results so that he can be blessed to be able to do his duties. So that's what he's doing. Okay? Text 25. Vastuni osadaya sneha.
Vastuni
rasa loha mrido jalam
rasa loha mrido jalam
richo yajumsi samani
richo yajumsi samani
chatur hotram cha sattama
chatur hotram cha sattama.
Other requirements are utensils, grains, clarified butter, honey, gold, earth, water, the Rigveda, Yajurveda and Samaveda, and four priests to perform the sacrifice. So you need so many things to yagna. Even nowadays, also you need many things. So Brahma is giving exactly what it is. Now, remember, Brahma is giving a summary of the whole thing. He hasn't gone to details yet. So even then, he's giving some information for us to understand. So Prabhupada gives how this is done. And of course, in this age, the best way to perform yagna is the Sankirtan yagna, chanting of the holy name. Text 26. Namadeni mantrascha.
Namadeyani mantrascha.
Dakshinascha vratanicha.
Dakshinascha vratanicha.
Devatanu krama kalpa.
Devatanu krama kalpa.
Sankalpastantramevacha.
Sankalpastantramevacha.
Other necessities include invoking the different names of the demigods by specific hymns and vows of recompense in accordance with the particular scripture for specific purposes and by specific processes. So you can see everything is very detailed. Brahma is not saying anyhow I did this, you know. No. It's everything is detailed, and which means it's very scientific. Yeah, that's what we should understand. So everything is scientifically done, not anyhow done. So to get something in return. So you take up some vows, so you hope to get something. Or you feel you've done something wrong, and then you take a vow to purify that. So you get something in return.
Compensate.
Yeah, so get something. Oh, you got the meaning. Yeah, that's what it is, right? It's like karma ganda thing. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Some people do that so that they can get. Otherwise, they do Maunavrat for what? So that something you get in return, right? So the other guy won't talk to you or something. There's something there. Okay, the purport, towards the middle, Srila Prabhupada says, fruitive action is being carried on by the help of material signs. and to a little extent by gross material help. But the material is await a still more subtle advancement in the process of vibrating sounds on which the Vedic hymns are established. Gross material science cannot divert the real purpose of human life. They can only increase the artificial needs of life without any solution to the problems of life. Therefore, the way of materialistic life leads to the wrong type of human civilization. Since the ultimate aim of life is spiritual realization, the direct way of invoking the holy name of the Lord as mentioned above is precisely recommended by Lord Chaitanya. And people of the modern age can easily take advantage of this simple process, which is tenable for the condition of the complicated social structure. So it is for this lifestyle, this is the best way, Prabhupada says, just to chant together, get together and chant. That's why I'm also emphasizing all of you get together, meet together, go to the temple, sing kirtans together like that. No matter what you do or make advancement in material life, the goal of life is not going to change. That is always there. But we may do materially, we may pursue something different. Okay, so that won't change your human purpose of your human life. Text 27. Gatayo matayaschaiva
Gatayo matayaschaiva
Prayaschittam samarpanam
Prayaschittam samarpanam
Purushavaya vairite
Purushavaya vairite
Sambara samritamaya
Sambara samritamaya.
Thus, I had to arrange all these necessary ingredients and paraphernalia of sacrifice from the personal bodily parts of the personality of Godhead. By invocation of the demigods' names, the ultimate goal, Vishnu, was gradually attained, and thus compensation and ultimate offering were complete. So basically, he had to, what he's saying is, I had to do all this before even I had to start my creation. So, because otherwise how he get the blessings, the sanction to do all those things. So here again, Prabhupada want us to understand, because when you are reading a lot of this Virat Purusha and so on. But then Prabhupada in the purport is saying, the special stress is given to the person of the Supreme Lord. And so it's not the impersonal aspect that Brahma is worshipping. So everything is ultimately to please this personality. In this case, Prabhupada says Narayan. And when we please him, then we can go back to Godhead. Text 28. Iti sambrita sambara.
Iti sambrita sambara.
Purusha vayavairaham.
Purusha vayavairaham.
Tameva purusham yagnam.
Tameva purusham yagnam.
Tenai vayajam ishvaram.
Tenai vayajam ishvaram.
Thus I created the ingredients and paraphernalia for offering sacrifice out of the parts of the body of the Supreme Lord, the enjoyer of the sacrifice, and I perform the sacrifice to satisfy the Lord. So he's always saying that he's doing it to please the Lord. He's not even hiding the fact from Narada. He's making it very clear that someone superior, and I did all that so I could do this creation. Now, in general, people are, as Prabhupada says, always anxious to have peace of mind or peace in the world. But they do not know how to achieve such a standard of peace in the world. Such peace in the world is obtainable by performances of sacrifice and by practice of austerity. So these things are not common nowadays. People don't feel this will give them peace. But rather, what they do, they don't do sacrifice, so what they do? Nightclubbing. But that, okay, what about austerity? They don't do austerity, so they indulge. Okay? So, sacrifice, what they do? Some people do philanthropy, but what is the things that they mostly do nowadays?
Puja,
huh?
They work very hard so that they can
indulge. Yeah, their sacrifice is now to work hard to get some material results, not to please the Supreme Lord. And of course, the famous quote, Bhaktaram Yagya Tapasam Sarvalokam Mayasam Suridam Sarva Bhutanam Yarnamam Shantim Vichyate. Now, the Prabhupada quotes this was to say that if people understand this principle that everything belongs to the Lord, then you serve the Lord, then you everyone will be peaceful. It's a very simple formula. Because there's only one enjoyer in the whole creation, and that is the Supreme Lord. Point is, people cannot accept that. Because we want to enjoy separately from Krishna. And so therefore we will go against these teachings. So in the following that verse, Prabhupada says, the factual enjoyer and maintainer of all sacrifices and of the austere life is the Supreme Lord. And then he said, the Lord is also the ultimate proprietor, as well as a factual friend of all living entities. No one can take this position. To some extent, some people can do something, but no one can do all of this thing at the same time. So that is the difference between the Lord and the rest of us. So if somebody is, as Prabhupada says, is performing karma kanda or something like that, now if they understand this principle, they can also become devotees of the Lord. So how do you sacrifice? So Prabhupada says in the next paragraph, the word sacrifice suggests dedication of one's own interests for satisfaction of a second person. So that is what sacrifice means. So you don't find that in this society. In this society, there's I am the man, I am number one, right? And they also teach you to act like that. If you are not aggressive in the company, they will kick you. They don't promote you. Yeah, no drive. It's a pity, but this is how the whole society is changing. They don't understand what is right and what is wrong. In any case, at least we should appreciate this information that real sacrifice is for the satisfaction of the second person. And this second person, for our understanding, is the Supreme Lord Himself. So we should be willing to please Him. And then Prabhupada continues, that is the way of all activities. Every man is engaged in sacrificing his interests for others, either in the form of family, society, community, country, or the entire human society. But perfection of such sacrifices is attained when they are performed for the sake of the Supreme Person, the Lord. Because the Lord is the proprietor of everything, as we earlier on we discussed that. In the next paragraph, Prabhupada, towards the last sentence, he says, if men at all want peace in the world, they must practice sacrifice in the interest of the Supreme Proprietor and friend of all. But that is not, you can't see that happening. See, many countries, they don't want people to come into their country. They act like they are the proprietors of their own thing. So that's why there's always problems. For example, even in US, right? Far across the border from Mexico, people want to come here. Why? Yeah, maybe more enjoyment. But better life for them. From their point of view, it's a better life. But from the American government's point of view, it is bad for who? Americans. For Americans, because they are not getting better life. So they feel that their better life is compromised. So therefore they want to restrict them. But essentially this whole land masses and belongs to nobody.
It's
No, that is a different issue altogether. In general, they don't want.
Janitor work and all this are done.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the country will not run.
Yeah. But the point is, they don't want them in general. Yeah. The general population don't want because they feel job is taken away, and they will say that. But if the job is there, they don't want to do anyway. But that is because they don't know how to be peaceful. They don't know how to understand. This land can be shared by many more people, and because all of them, every one of them is selfish. So when more selfish people come into to the same place to harvest, how do you feel? You're not sharing, so you're so scared. And therefore the peace cannot take place. It's not possible. Right? If you have in your if somebody else go inside the room, there's so much gold pieces, take what you want. So you go in, then you alone, you're happy, you know. Then suddenly another person come in, you feel, oh no, another person is here. Right? The consciousness immediately thinks it belongs to you. So that's how it is. You need to rise above that. Text 29. Tataste bratara ime prajanam patayo nava ayajan vyaktam avyaktam purusham susamahitah. My dear son, thereafter your nine brothers, who are the masters of living creatures, perform the sacrifice with proper rituals to satisfy both the manifested and non-manifested personalities. So then after he did the first yajna, the others then now started to do yajna. So Prabhupada wants to make us understand what these terms manifested and non-manifested personalities mean. Manifested personalities are the demigods, like the ruler of the heavenly kingdom, Indra, and his associates. And the non-manifested personality is the Lord Himself. A few lines down, Prabhupada writes, in this age of Kali, the manifested demigods are also not to be seen. Because in those days they used to come down. Because people were more religious, respectful, moral, ethical, more clean, and so on. But nowadays it's all gone, this Kali Yuga. So all these demigods don't want to come now. They're like, okay, you know, it's too much for us also. So then Prabhupada says space travel has completely stopped. So now US and Russia and China, Iran, they send their small spaceships to go and try to figure out what's happening out there. US stopped it to some extent. So both the powerful demigods and the Supreme Personality of Godhead are non-manifested to the covered eyes of the modern man. Why? Because they are not pure enough actually. Unless there is a certain level of purity is required to even have vision of the demigods also. If we are not qualified, we don't have that humility and so on, the demigods won't come and present themselves to us also, because they are of a higher order compared to us. We are nobody.
Demigods is one level, but even Rakshasas are not seen around properly.
Yeah, but they have been told by Lord Ram not to come around here. They are under the guidance of Vibhishana. Yeah, you didn't read your Okay. Anyway, they even though there are few, even after during Pandava's time there were few, and that Rakshasa quality is in all of us now. So you know, so we in Kali Yuga it's a mixed mode. So all these qualities are present in each of us. So we need to perform Sankirtan Yajna to get rid of those qualities we have. Yeah, not that you can't see them. We have both godly and demonic qualities now. So we tend to show off our asura guna more, you know. Yeah, universe.
And now in the same world?
No, Dwapara is different family. In the same family.
Same family.
Yeah.
Now it's in the same body.
Same body, yeah. Anyway, let's look at this. Alright, modern men want to see everything with their eyes, although they are not sufficiently qualified. So, from the beginning of this chapter, we understood how the elements are created and how subtle it is. So, we can't even conceive how they combine and so on. So, we don't know how to look at the subtle elements, what to speak of the Supreme Lord Himself. They are on a different, completely different level. And therefore, modern men with insufficient knowledge, being ignorant, they think that they have the right to say, I want to see God, like that. Yeah. Consequently, because of this, they disbelieve in the existence of the demigods or of the Supreme God. So that's why you see them to be very atheistic. They should see through the pages of authentic scriptures and should not simply believe their unqualified eyes. That's the verse, right, in Brahma Samhita, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Antai Pridayetu Vilokayanti Yam Chincha Guna Swarupam. Yeah. So, by practice and developing love of Godhead, you become qualified, and then the Lord feels, okay, I can allow you to see. It's not because, for example, you can do your sadhana, everything perfectly. Still, that is not the criteria for the Lord to say, okay, you did it, I will show. No, it's up to Him. He's independent. It's up to Him. Okay. So, how do we see the Lord? How do you understand? Prabhupada says we have to see through the scriptures and authorities and hearing from higher authorities. By hearing, you can see. Yeah, Shastra Shakshus, that's right. Text 30. Tatascha manava kale.
Tatascha manava kale.
Ijire rishayo pare.
Ijire rishayo pare.
Itaro vibuddha daitya.
Itaro vibuddha daitya.
Manusya kratubir vibhum.
Manusya kratubir vibhum.
Thereafter, the Manus, the fathers of mankind, the great sages, the forefathers, the learned scholars, the daityas, and mankind perform sacrifices meant to please the Supreme Lord. Meaning these people now understood the goal of Vedas, right? And then and from Vedas they understand they have to do sacrifice and because it is part of their prescribed duties. And then they can offer to the different personality. Different, but they are all asuras. I don't know, there is some difference. They are Rakshasas one group, Daityas another, Danavas another group, but they all are asuras. They have different qualities. I mean, I haven't really gone and studied these different categories. he knows better. He has studied them. Rakshasas do too. Rakshasas are known as night stalkers. They come in the night, they have power to disguise themselves and they are more powerful. They have a higher order than the human beings. They are higher. And these deities and Danavas are also higher than us. They are all asuras who are technologically superior. And these deities and Danavas are the children of Diti. Okay. That's why they are called deities. Alright, so anyway, text 31. Narayane Bhagavati.
Narayane Bhagavati.
Tamidam Vishvam Ahitam.
Tamidam Vishvam Ahitam.
Grihita Mayoru Gunaha.
Grihita Mayoru Gunaha.
Sargadava Guna Svata.
Sargadava Guna Svata.
All the material manifestations of the universes are therefore situated in his powerful material energies, which he accepts self-sufficiently, although he is eternally without affinity for the material modes. So you can see, even though it's coming from him, everything, but he's not still attached to it. And it doesn't affect him also. Same thing Brahma is repeating in a different way here. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada says about middle of that purport, yeah. The material energy thus works under the supreme spell of his lordship. although he is always transcendental to all such material activities. A rich man constructs a big house by spending his energy in the shape of resources, and similarly he destroys a big house by his resources. But the maintenance is always under his personal care. The Lord is the richest of the rich because he is always fully complete in six opulences. Therefore, he is not required to do anything personally, but everything in the material world is carried out by his wishes and direction. Therefore, the entire material manifestation is situated in Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, his wishes and directions are carried out by his energies or expansions also. So, they do that. No? He doesn't have to personally do that. So, this is in response to Narada's questions about the ultimate universal power. Who has all the power? No? Text 32. Srijamitan niyuktoham haro harati tadvashaha vishvam purusharupena paripati trishakti drek. By his will, I create, Lord Shiva destroys, and he himself, in his eternal form as the personality of Godhead, maintains everything. He is the powerful controller of these three energies. Okay, so, Brahma didn't have to say so many things, like, you know, but he wants to make it very clear that Narada understands. Of course, Narada understands, but still, it's amazing that even though the other person understands, he wants to say it, and he is happy to say it, because he is actually, he's glorifying the Lord. He wants to glorify the Lord. So that was why he's giving so, even though this is summary, his summary is quite long because there's so much information, and this is not even details he's giving. Yeah? So he's giving all this amazing revelation. Now in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, Lord Krishna affirms the same truth in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Parataram Nanyad. There is nothing above me. That means above Lord Krishna. Nothing is beyond him. So the conception of oneness as overly stressed by the impersonalist is also accepted by the personalist devotee of the Lord. The difference is that the impersonalist denies personality in the ultimate issue, whereas the devotee gives more importance to the personality of Godhead. So therefore Krishna says, Matta Parataram Nanya. There's nothing beyond me. So he is the final. Whereas the impersonalists don't have this proper understanding. Srimad Bhagavatam explains this truth in the verse under discussion. Lord Vasudeva is one without a second, but because he is all-powerful, he can expand himself as well as display his omnipotencies. So that is the achincha shakti of the Lord. He can expand and still remain there. Right? We can't do that, you know. If we run very fast, then we can be in two places, appear to be in two places. But the Lord doesn't do that. He is actually in two places or in multiple places. He is actually everywhere. If you think about it, He is actually everywhere. You know, nowhere you can hide. He is everywhere. So when, who was looking for Him? Hiranyakashipu. He's actually looking for, actually the Lord was everywhere, and Prahlad Maharaj told him he's even in this pillar. Yeah. And that's when he found Narasingha Dev coming out. And he couldn't understand. Even though Narasingha Dev had tilak and all the chakra, everything he's carrying, he couldn't see Narayan. He saw him as some demon or some animal or something like that. But eventually he got freed. Alright, the Lord is described here as omnipotent by three energies, three shakti drik. So primarily his three energies are internal, marginal and external. This external energy is also displayed in the three modes of goodness, passion and ignorance. Similarly, the internal potency is also displayed in three spiritual modes, Samvit, Sandini and Ladini. That is the cognizant and eternity and bliss. Yeah. It is in all of us also, this in minute particles. The Lord has infinite samvit, sandini, and lajini. Whereas we have minute. Very, that's why we are also doing, want to enjoy like Him. And then finally, a few lines down, Srila Prabhupada says, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are all subordinate to the Lord. Okay? So nobody is superior to the Lord. Text 33. Iti te bihitam tata. Yatedam anupriccasi. Nanyat bhagavata kinchir. Bhavyam sarasad atmakam. My dear son, whatever you inquired from me, I have thus explained unto you. And you must know for certain that whatever there is, either as cause or as effect, both in the material and spiritual worlds, is dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Again, he is stressing this point. He could easily say, oh, let's stop here, you got enough information. No, he's stressing so many times, right? That for us, if we praise somebody, we'll say one time and then we say it softly. So, right? Oh, he's very good, yeah, it's okay. And then, but Brahma isn't, he's really glorifying. That means Brahma has a lot of feelings for the Lord, a lot of affection for the Lord. He's actually in ecstasy to actually affirm these truths to Narada.
Non-envious,
yeah, anaga. So text 34. Na bharati me anga mishopalakshati. Avai kvachin me manaso mishagati.
Avai kvachin me manaso mishagati.
Name rishikani patanti satpate.
Name rishikani patanti satpate.
Yam me ridau kantyavata drito hari.
Yam me ridau kantyavata drito hari.
O Narada, because I have caught hold of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari with great zeal, whatever I say has never proved to have been false, nor is the progress of my mind ever deterred, nor are my senses ever degraded by temporary attachment to matter. Look at this statement. You know, he is so much faith in the Supreme Lord. And he says, because he has so strong faith, nothing can touch him. And whatever he says is true, because he is always dependent on the Lord completely. And that is what another point we have to understand is, Brahma is, whatever he is saying to Narada is perfect. Everything that is perfect is coming to Narada, who is also perfect. And so when such personalities pass on the knowledge is also perfect. And then the Lord only reveals Himself to such people with unflinching faith. Not someone who just comes to Sunday feast, sings, and then goes away, and then everyone says, oh, good singer. He has so beautiful voice, he must be Shakti, you know. Shakti Veshavatar singing. Not like that, no? So, this is why he's in so much ecstasy. He's saying, you know, his mind is so focused. With great zeal, he won't give up. He holds to the lotus feet, you know, intensely. So, these are some things we can understand. We should also try to be attached to the Lord as intense. Every day we have to change our mood, one day at a time. Okay, you know, today, yesterday I only chanted maybe out of 16 rounds, maybe half a round I chanted okay. Rest of the time my mind was wandering. So today I'm going to work harder so that at least one complete round I can chant with focused attention. They increase slowly every time. So that is important. So, Srila Prabhupada writes in the towards the third of the first paragraph, the Lord is a person eternally. And the devotee of the Lord is also a person eternally. The Jivatma is eternal. The Paramatma, or the Lord, is eternal. Because the devotee has his sense organs, even at the liberated stage, he is therefore a person always. And because the devotee's service is accepted by the Lord in full reciprocation, the Lord is also a person in his complete spiritual embodiment. The devotee's senses, being engaged in the service of the Lord, never go astray under the attraction of false material enjoyment. So similarly, one time Srila Prabhupada gave a big pandal talk, and then when he was going, people were running to touch his feet. Then his disciples were stopping there, and as they were walking, Srila Prabhupada said, "Do you know why they want to touch my feet?" And he said, "Because I have no sex desire." So he's totally focused on the Lord. So he has no more attraction for any material enjoyment. The plans of the devotee never go in vain. Just like you see how Prabhupada was hoping that the world, he said, "I have some vision I want," then that came through eventually, how big the society grew. And all this is due to faithful attachment of the devotee for the service of the Lord. So we have to increase also that faithfulness. Initially we are worried about our home, our timing, our schedule, but then we have to give those up for pleasing the Lord. Or giving that extra to the Lord, extra time to the Lord. Now one devotee was saying, devotees don't even have time to cook because they're always busy. But then if you really work out your schedule, then you can work it out, Devotees also asked Prabhupada, right, how, they had difficult time chanting. And I heard this from one Prabhupada disciple. He said Prabhupada told them that before breakfast he chanted 4 rounds. After breakfast he chanted 4 rounds. Before dinner 4 rounds. After dinner 4 rounds. So he finished his 16 rounds. That's how he said. So the same way, we can also plan our time. We get up at a certain time every day and go to bed at a certain time every day. There may be situations, sometimes you cannot, emergency situations. You may then come back at midnight to sleep or what. But regardless, even if you have exercised your body, you'll find your body is tuned to getting up at the same time. So then you can take a quick power nap here and there, and then you make up for it like that. But that's how you should schedule your life nicely, so that you don't burden your service. The service shouldn't be hampered. That's our goal, should be like that. Service is important. Of course, for those who have little children, married, the Prabhupada said, for Matajis who have children, that is their devotional service. Because they have to make sure the kids become devotees, Krishna consciousness. So that's very important. And when you train children with good knowledge, they grow up knowing what is right and wrong. And they won't be cheated by so many crazy people out there. There's always people trying to cheat and eat the young minds. So if they are trained, they are intelligent, they'll stop these people. Okay, thank you, see you later. Like that. Because all these people are going to eat you. So when they try to come near you and say, you can say, "See you later, alligator," right? Because they'll come and the Maya, But then they will say, "In a little while, crocodile." So they're always waiting to get you. So you have to be very careful in the material world. That's why training is important for all of us. Alright, so Prabhupada says, this is the standard of perfection and liberation for all of us. Anyone, beginning from Brahmaji down to the human being, is at once put on the path of liberation simply by his attachment in great earnestness for the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, the primeval Lord. Okay. And he quotes that verse, he has quoted that many times, Mam chayo vyabacharine bhakti yogina sevita sa gunan samitaitaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Anyone therefore who is earnestly serious in heart and soul about being in intimate touch with the personality of Godhead in the relationship of transcendental loving service will always be infallible in words and action. So Prabhupada said that also in the first cantos, right? That if you follow the four regular principles and worship the Lord, whatever you say, people will listen or follow after 12 years. The austerity must be done. Yeah? So then you get the Lord's potency. So whatever we dovetail for the Lord, it will become purified. It will take the same quality as the Supreme Lord. So then Prabhupada talks, on the other hand, any amount of mental speculation on the strength of material science and knowledge without any bona fide touch with the absolute truth is sure to be a mundane untruth and failure, simply due to not being in touch with the absolute truth. Such godless, unfaithful words and actions, however, materially enriched, are never to be trusted. So that's what you see in the society, all this big senators and ministers and so on. They just give you lip service. They want to cheat you. That is the purpose of this important verse. A grain of devotion is more valuable than tons of faithlessness. Means material life or money or whatever. Text 35. Soham samam na yamayastap. No. Soham samam na yamayastap omaya.
Soham samam na yamayastap omaya.
Prajapati nam avivandita pati.
Prajapati nam avivandita pati.
Astaya yogam nipunam samahitas.
Astaya yogam nipunam samahitas.
Tamna diagacham yata atma sambhava.
Tamna diagacham yata atma sambhava.
Although I am known as the great Brahma, perfect in the disciplic succession of Vedic wisdom, and although I have undergone all austerities and am an expert in mystic powers and self-realization, and although I am recognized as such by the great forefathers of the living entities who offer me respectful obeisances, still I cannot understand Him, the Lord, the very source of my birth. See His humility. Right? Nowadays you don't find, oh, I did this, I am the one. I, right? But look at this person. He is the firstborn. He created, and still he's saying, I don't even know who Krishna is. He's so qualified. So he's so humble also at the same time. So you notice one thing in the scripture. As they are very qualified, the humility comes out a lot. And then in the material world here, as they are so unqualified, their pride comes out a lot. So as devotees, we have to be very careful also. Anything we do, we should give thanks to our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. Or others, Vaishnavas blessings. And we should really think about it. When someone says, you did a good job, then in your heart you should think, so many people are responsible for what, like that. Yeah, the whole parampara is behind you, supporting you. And there you go, you think, I am so good. Exactly. That's a very good point. They are sacrificing, so much they sacrifice for our benefit. This book, Srila Prabhupada, took so much of his time, his own blood, he spent to write these purports. And then here we are, getting something and still we're not appreciating fully. So we should be, very pleased with all the disciples of Srila Prabhupada who are doing so much. Those who are good and still helping, we should, be very fortunate, because in another few years, many of them will be leaving the planet. Then nobody is going to be here forever. And then after that, it's our time to go also. So we should make sure, just like Brahma is making sure, no change, no disturbance. He's giving the same information to Narada, and he's saying the Lord is the best. He doesn't even praise himself. Yeah. So, in the middle of this paragraph, Prabhupada writes, Brahma Ji could understand the Lord to a little extent only. Because he said, I don't even know who the Lord is, really. And then, extent only, when he was trying to serve him by the eagerness of his heart. Ridau Kantyavata, which is the devotional service mood. Therefore, the Lord can be known only by the sincere mood of eagerness for service. So there you go, one clue by Srila Prabhupada. That eagerness to service must be developed. Okay? So what should you develop? To? Hari, what?
Eagerness to
service. Service, yeah. So how are you going to serve then? Huh? Tell me, Hari. How are you going to serve the Lord? Yeah.
Devotional service?
Yeah, like what? What devotional service will you do?
Chanting.
What else?
Behind the altar.
Oh, wow. It's very nice. Take, yeah, help devotees. Very good. Yeah, that's the main thing. The eagerness must be developed. Shouldn't develop the
hatred.
Not hatred. What is the other? Avoidance, excuses. We shouldn't develop all the good excuses. Just like you memorize shloka, you memorize all the good excuses. You shouldn't do that. Then we should always think, whenever it comes, somebody asks you service, first thing you should ask yourself, Krishna is asking me. Now, how am I going to do this service? Yeah. First thing we do is, no, I can't do because... Right? So that means the eagerness is not there, which means the faith is not strong also. Mimi? Puru? In the ninth canto? Puru is in ninth canto. Fourth canto is? Puranjana.
Prithu Maharaj.
Prithu Maharaj.
Devotee's desire to serve the devotees must be greater than a materialist's desire to enjoy sense gratification.
Actually, what's that verse? Tadiyanam?
Aradhanam Sarvesham.
Vishnu Aradhanam Param.
Paratram Devi Tadiyaradhanam
Samacharam. So, yeah, so Tadiyaradhanam Samacharam. That whatever is connected to Krishna, that is even more glorious than directly serving Krishna. So, so we have to, like he said, you know, go behind the curtain. He didn't say he'll want to go on the altar, you know. That means he want to help the devotees, you know.
And also the verse is, must be greater than a materialist desire to enjoy sense gratification.
Yeah, that means you have to get out of those, you have to develop param dursva nirvartite. You have to start putting aside and then giving more to Krishna, then you will grow higher. Take a humble position, your heart will get cleansed faster. But if we are always fighting, and then we have to understand our heart is still in a steel cage, right? Iron cage. Yes, Prabhu.
So, the eagerness is very heavy stress, right? Is there something called as that I can be
artificial?
Artificially eager, or just not, there is eagerness, but it's...
Well, if it's a... Prabhupada says, if you imitate a good thing, it's good. So even though, you know, you say artificially you go, but you're still doing some service, the benefits are still good. It'll purify you eventually. Right? Artificial ego in the extreme sense means you will volunteer yourself for every service, but you never show up. Huh? Yeah, but that's the point. I'm not saying whatever is that. Yeah. Genuine excuse is maybe genuine, right? Why you say it's not good?
It's not what I am saying. In our perspective, it's genuine.
So this is very important. No? Think, look at this statement, you know, the Prabhupada says, Lord can be known only by the sincere mood of eagerness for service. Think about it. Think how you can come to this stage. Because no one can force you. Your spiritual master can chastise you, that's all. But they can't force you to develop this thing. You have to develop the sincere mood.
That means, then only you have to develop that taste.
Faith, all this is in the beginning stage.
You know, not faith. The taste for the service that is giving me pleasure instead of...
First you must have faith, right, also?
Of course.
That I will, if I do this, it's good for me. But if it's not there, how you... Then like you were saying, artificially you're going there, show your face, and then actually the heart is still so, like steel, you cannot develop.
But is there another aspect to that where there is eagerness because there is pleasure that I am getting in the service that I am neglecting? Because that's not that much pleasure.
Exactly. It shouldn't
that
be.
That aspect can also come in this thing. Yeah. Sure. Well, that's what I am saying. But
the thing is,
try to...
No, if you do things properly, your consciousness will be clear. And therefore you see things properly in the proper perspective in relation to the Supreme Lord. Yeah, but if you try to cheat, then everything is off already, you know. And it only creates problem.
Yeah, it creates problem.
Yes. So then you should understand, because most of you are very intelligent, we are all intelligent to some, you should know, always I'm having this problem. And then that's one situation. The other situation is for some others who always feel that they can do something better than another person, right? There's always that understanding. But then they may do that service, but then they're always unhappy also. Or something problem will crop up when they do that service. Someone will say something. So then also they should understand that even though they can do something better, that means they are not doing another thing properly. A devotee is supposed to be introspective to understand, I'm doing something wrong somewhere. That's why I'm feeling unhappy even though I do nicely. Yeah. That is important. So that's why you need to have good association where you can talk about it. Good, that means in confidence, you know. Yeah. Yeah, like Hari Vilas Prabhu and people who care for you, you can talk and they will help you. You're not going to just talk to someone else and then you see in Facebook or whatever, right? Which is common nowadays. Everything is, you know, comes back so fast. 6 degrees of separation, they say, right? But in ISKCON, it's 2 or 3 only. Because the Lord will make it come to you to understand quicker. So this is, I want you all to think about it, because Prabhupada is saying it, so you all have to think about it. You can't just read it and then forget about it. This has to be something you need to, it's your life should be centered on this thing.
So if you're not connecting the service with Krishna.
Yeah, so all this you have to ask yourself, what are the things that denies me the eagerness? Now, is the service a problem? Now, because service is something you maybe you like to do service, but not that particular service. Then you have to identify, what services do I feel comfortable with? This is an open heart surgery, you know. But this is how you have to think. And to think like that, you also have to be sincere, and that's why Prabhupada says sincere. Not go and disturb Hari Vilas Prabhu to show that you are asking this to make him think you are good, and then you are not doing it service-wise. No, can't do that. Then he will know, after one talk he will know, this guy is all bogus. You know, we want to be bona fide. We don't want to be bogus. You know. So then Prabhupada says, you know, you, no matter how much you are qualified materially, that's not going to allow you to have the Lord's darshan. Okay? Or by any speculative philosophy, or by mystic powers. Now that is also coming from which verse? The last one. You cannot see the Lord. No, but speculation, mystic powers. What is the definition of? Yeah. So, what Prabhupada is saying, the devotion must be pure also. Alright, so then in the next paragraph, towards the end, the third of the last, second paragraph, Prabhupada says, losing one's individuality is not the aim of bhakti yoga. This is a big problem, you know. A lot of people have this understanding that the Lord is impersonal and He has form. Even the Western people think like that. Even if you read science fiction books, they think the highest thing is energy. And then it comes in some form to, you know, that's how they understand that the supreme, because they are ignorant, all these people.
And they are actually reading Jiddu Krishnamurti and those books.
Possible.
Slowly that is seeping into their, even when they write a novel. That's
true. Actually, it's all this Mayavad philosophy is coming from Shankara's teaching. It's gone all over the world and now coming this way. It's not the aim of bhakti yoga or the devotees of Lord, okay? Losing one's. There are five types of liberation, one of which is called Sayujya Mukti, or being merged into the existence of or body of the Lord. What are the four other liberation? Shashti, Samipya, Salokya, and Sarupya. Okay. The other forms of liberation maintain the individuality of the particle soul and involve being always engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The word Vishate used in the verses of the Bhagavad Gita is thus meant for the devotees who are not at all anxious for any kind of liberation. The devotees are satisfied simply in being engaged in the service of the Lord, regardless of the situation. So this is, one thing is, this is a very high level. Paramahansa, pure devotees. But at the same time, what is our lesson? Okay, you strive to be there. At least you follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and so on. So, you should also be satisfied to do some service. Be happy about, oh, I got some service. Not be happy that, oh, I avoided all the service. Because it is like that. You do that, what happens to you then? Okay, one thing, Lord will take away all sin. What's the other thing that bad happens to you? Yeah, so you will be trapped by material things. So you'll increase your taste for material things. That's what will happen. The taste for material enjoyment increases. Has to. That's our nature. Tatastha. Yeah, so try to understand, we are tatastha. If we don't increase spiritually, we are forced to embrace the material nature.
So there's no question of staying.
Yeah, there's no floating position.
So either you're making progress positively upwards, or you're actually going down.
Falling down, yeah.
So either way, there is moving.
Yeah.
There's no question.
So as devotees, you should always ask yourself, where am I going? You know, every now and then you should sit and ask yourself. I mean, I know you can't do it every day, but every now and then you should ask, what have I achieved in the last 1 year, last 5 years, and still in the same position? Then,
huh?
So, yeah, you're the only truthful person to yourself. If you cheat yourself, who can tell you? You can pretend to your guru for a while, but one day he's going to catch you. Because he will see after 20 years you're not making any advancement, something is wrong.
So what are the things we should
do? You don't measure, you just become sincere, humble. Yeah. And then you ask yourself, why am I still having taste? The way you measure is to see how much taste for material things you have. But it doesn't mean you go log on online and look at material things to see you have taste or not. Not like that. I know people who have done that. No, it's really happened. So many. One devotee left the hippie lifestyle. Young person in the 80s. So then he was a good brahmachari, he was doing all nice things. And then they would go travel and to different places, festival. So in one festival, he met some very good-looking girl. Then they were doing books, and then all the other guys said, let's go. He said, no, I know this person, I want to, bring the person. And then he didn't come back. So then the devotees the next day say, what happened? He didn't show up. So the next day he came back and then he's like, I fell down and this. And then after that he left. Because he thought he was strong enough, We can't do those kind of things. You can ask yourself, do I have material desire still in my head? Yeah, it's quite easy, If you're fighting with your mind every day, Yeah. Until your mind is always focused on Krishna. And when you're focused on Krishna, you don't worry, you don't think about anything else. Yeah. So, if your mind is always disturbed, then you should make sure you always engage in the association of devotees. Yeah. That's why if you have a big house and you're all alone, then it's gone. No? Then you're listening to one big guru, your mind. And then you think you're safe. The mind says, yeah, you're a good devotee.
So what about practical service? Like some people get engaged in practical service just to so that the mind doesn't take over.
Yes.
They're like doing something repetitive.
Yes. Simple, that's, well, because their determination will bear fruit. Okay. At where? Oh, okay. Go ahead. Work commitment. Yes.
Engaging themselves in this.
Yeah. Eventually the Lord will help them, get purified. Because in the fire of devotional service, you will burn away all these misgivings, inhibitions, all that is always hankering after you to embrace sense gratification. That's why it's important to continue. Just like, you're reading Bhagavatam every day, right? Then once this month is gone, will you read every day?
Probably not.
Yeah, so then that fire of the Bhagavatam cannot purify us successfully. Then we become like elephants who take bath and throw the mud or sand against. Because we lose touch with Prabhupada, we lose touch with Sukadeva Goswami and all, and then we're not thinking about it. And then it's easy to fall down. Yeah, the mind will trick us.
Prabhupada wrote a personal letter to Harilas Prabhu. In the letter specifically Prabhupada states, Harilas Prabhu's style. So keep engage on the devotees, including yourself, 24 hours a day. There is no gap. If you leave gap,
Maya will get in.
That's why that's why Harilas Prabhu is actually trained in such a way that there is no time for Maya. Otherwise, actually we are in Maya.
No, it's true. These devotees are trained by Prabhupada. They are like that. If you are with them, they'll always make you do something, and you're like, and you don't know what to do, and then and they are like, you've done that. Okay, come, I need you to do this. It's quite important. And then they are also very busy. So it's like that. So you're always doing, which means you're always doing for a devotee of Krishna, you're protected from Maya. There's a story one time in the train, my Guru Maharaj was with Prabhupada, and they were traveling. So when they were traveling, my Guru Maharaj saw an old man coming, and he want, you know, he couldn't stand properly. Then he thought maybe he should let the man sit. So he stood up to let him stand. And then as soon as he stood up, my Guru Maharaj said his wife and three children came and squeezed. And then they bumped him out of the chair. And then Prabhupada looked at him and said, if you give an inch to Maya, Maya will take the whole thing. So you have to be very careful. But the best is association, actually. They will guide us, help us. If you just associate with people who only blow your ego, puff your ego, then you're lost also. Anyway, towards the end of the last paragraph, the half of the last paragraph, Prabhupada says, no one can know the personality of God in full, but at least to a certain extent, one can know the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, by self-surrender and a devotional attitude, and by nothing else. Okay, self-surrender and devotional attitude. In the Brahma Samhita also, it is said, Vedeshu Durlabham. Or simply by study of the Vedanta, one can hardly find out the existence of the personality of Godhead. But the Lord is adurlabham atma bhakto, very easily available to his devotee. So with love, you can conquer him. Okay? But through just jnana and study, it's not. One has to develop this mood of service. Then he is conquered. Srila Vyasadeva, therefore, was not satisfied simply with compiling the Vedanta Sutras. But over and above this, by the advice of spiritual master Narada, he compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam in order to understand the real import of Vedanta. So he also had some issues, Prabhupada says. But, you know, of course, they did it as a pastime for us. So through the Bhagavatam, we can understand the Lord even more intimately. Text 36. Natosmi hamta charanam sami yusham.
Natosmi hamta charanam sami yusham.
Bhavachidam swasti ayanam sumangalam.
Bhavachidam swasti ayanam sumangalam.
Yohyatma maya vibhavam sma paryagat.
Yohyatma maya vibhavam sma paryagat.
Yatha nabha swantam ata pare kuta.
Yatha nabha swantam ata pare kuta.
Therefore, it is best for me to surrender unto his feet, which alone can deliver one from the miseries of repeated birth and death. Such surrender is all auspicious and allows one to perceive all happiness. Even the sky cannot estimate the limits of its own expansion. So what can others do when the Lord himself is unable to estimate his own limits? So indirectly he's saying the Lord is limitless. He can give you many things, others can't give you. Lord Brahma, the greatest of all learned living beings, the greatest sacrificer, the greatest observer of the austere life, and the greatest self-realized mystic, advises us as the supreme spiritual master of all living beings that one should simply surrender onto the lotus feet of the Lord in order to achieve all success, even up to the limit of being liberated from the miseries of material life and being endowed with all auspicious spiritual existence. That's long sentences.
So Sage Narada was trained by those
Bhakti Vedanta. So spent the Chaturmasya. But he was given the prasadam, and then he heard some instructions what to do, and then yes.
Then he hears his father.
Yes. Then he takes birth.
That is in the previous life.
Okay. Then he takes birth as his Narada Muni. After that, as his son.
It was previous day.
Yeah, previous day. Alright, so here you can see, he himself is telling Narada, surrender. Right? Okay, in a few lines down, Prabhupada writes, therefore, the men of this insignificant planet should kindly accept the instruction of Brahmaji and would do well to surrender onto the lotus feet of the Lord rather than try to estimate the length and breadth of the Lord's potencies. So that's what they are doing, right? They are even trying to measure the planets and all this. You can't do that because the Lord's potencies are not measurable. A few more lines down. Therefore, only those persons with a very poor fund of knowledge claim that they themselves are lords of all that they survey. There's a lot of people like that. And what can they survey, Prabhupada say? They cannot survey even the length and breadth of a small sky in one small universe. That's a sarcasm against the scientists. Dr. Frog. The so-called material scientist says that he would need to live 40,000 years to reach the highest planet of the universe, being carried by a Sputnik. He can't even live that long. This is also utopian, because no one can be expected to live 40,000 years. Not in this yuga. Besides, when the space pilot returned from his travel, none of his friends would be present to receive him back as the greatest astronaut. As has been fashionable for modern people, not scientific. Look at the sarcasm. He's heavy, you know? He's very heavy. One scientific man who had no belief in God was very much enthusiastic in making plans for his material existence and therefore opened a hospital to save the living. But after opening the hospital, he himself died within 6 months. Yeah, very sarcastic. And this must be a famous scientist. That's why Prabhupada is writing
also
like
this. These actors also, Saturday Night Live, that fellow said that after dying he will freeze his body. So he's paying somebody to freeze his body.
That's so stupid, isn't it? Because this is why? Lack of understanding the soul will leave the body. So they are just freezing some dead carcass. Yeah, then what will happen? Just like Disney, right? He froze it and his relatives came and pulled it out. Because money will change all the rules and law. So anyway, text 37. Naham na yuyam yaritam gatim vidur. Na vam deva kimuta pare sura.
Na vam deva kimuta pare sura.
Tanmayaya mohita buddhayastu idam.
Tanmayaya mohita buddhayastu idam.
Minirmitam chatma samam vichakshmahe.
Minirmitam chatma samam vichakshmahe.
Since neither Lord Shiva nor you nor I could ascertain the limits of spiritual happiness, how can other demigods know it? And because all of us are bewildered by the illusory external energy of the Supreme Lord, we can see only this manifested cosmos according to our individual ability. So he is making it very clear. He is very powerful. Right? And he is Lord Shiva, all very powerful. And he also knows Narada can go all over the place. So even they themselves cannot ascertain the limits of spiritual happiness. So how can anyone else can talk, right? So in the middle of this purport, Prabhupada writes, in the Bhagavad Gita, Tribir Gunamair Bhavet Ebi Samam Idam Jagat. Every entity beginning from Brahma down to the end is individually bewildered by the three modes of material nature. Namely,
okay. We just said Brahma is the spiritual master. Now he himself is bewildered by the modes.
He gets bewildered sometimes, yes.
Okay. Only sometimes.
When the Lord
decides. No, I understand that. But previous page said Brahma is the spiritual master. And here we are saying that he is bewildered.
Yeah, he gets bewildered. Yeah.
Brahma Vimohan.
Yeah, so that he gets bewildered. But he's a pure devotee, you know. So we shouldn't. We are always bewildered, so you shouldn't question him. He's individually bewildered by three modes of bewildered, namely goodness, passion, and ignorance. Everyone thinks in terms of individual capacity that this universe which is manifested before us is all in all. And so the scientists in the human society of the 20th century calculates the beginning and end of the universe in his own way. But what can the scientists know? Right? What do they know? Nothing.
Somebody said the world is 10,000 years. The old Bible and the new Bible. And somebody said 10,000, somebody said million.
Yeah, but they... Yeah. Prabhupada gives the answer, one example. When Krishna was in Dwaraka, Lord Brahma came to visit him. And then he told the messenger, tell Krishna, Brahma is here. Messenger went in, Krishna smiled and said, which Brahma? So then when he came and said, he wants to know which Brahma you are, then Brahma was thinking, what? He got bewildered a little bit, which Brahma? Then he is thinking, he's intelligent also, he's saying, tell him I'm the four-headed Brahma. That's what he said. Then he went in and then Krishna said, come in. So when he came in, Krishna then revealed to him. At the same time, Krishna, through his potency, invited all the other Brahmas, all the other Shivas, all the other Indras from all the different universes outside of this Brahmanda. So they all came. And then he saw all of them. Then he realized, I am only one person. There's so many other Brahmas. Like that. So that is also a bewilderment. No?
So Brahma already knew that apart from this universe, there are a lot of other
universes. Yes, he has the knowledge.
When he is the secondary creator for that, there should also be some other creators in the other universes. So why is that he is not aware of? I mean, he should...
He gets bewildered. The Lord can bewilder him.
Even Brahma himself was once bewildered.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, pastimes, you know. Sometimes they understand, then they forget.
Okay.
Lord Brahma is, sometimes his knowledge is stolen by the asuras, sometimes, right? And then the Lord has to come and deliver the same information again. So this happens many times to show that he is also not the supreme controller. Sometimes due to pride, the Lord will want to come and take away the pride. Yeah. Text 38. Yashavatara karmani gayanti hi asmadadaya nayam vidanti tadvena tasmai bhagavate namaha. Let us offer respectful obeisances unto that Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose incarnations and activities are chanted by us for glorification, though he can hardly be fully known as he is. So it's not possible to know him. And in the last paragraph, after that verse, Prabhupada says, the conclusion is that one cannot know the Supreme Person of Godhead fully by any method, but he can be seen and felt partially by the devotional service process of hearing, chanting and etc. So here he's making it very clear. Devotional service also, even though you become pure devotee, you cannot know the Lord fully. Not possible. So we cannot think that, oh, I'll know everything. No. We are minute. Anu.
Infinitesimal.
Text 39. Saesa adya purusha.
Saesa adya purusha.
Kalpe kalpe srijati aja.
Kalpe kalpe srijati aja.
Atmatmani atmanatmanam
atmatmani atmanatmanam
sa samyacchati paticha
sa samyacchati paticha.
That Supreme Original Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, expanding his plenary portion as Mahavishnu, the first incarnation, creates this manifested cosmos, but he is unborn. The creation, however, takes place in him, and the material substance and manifestations are all himself. He maintains them for some time and absorbs them into himself again.
So creation takes place in him. Is this the universal form type thinking?
No. This is not the universe. This is his Mahavishnu form.
First incarnation.
Yeah. He says there, the portion.
No, he says there.
Yeah. Now, in the second last paragraph, Prabhupada writes, Mahavishnu is the first incarnation in the creation, and from him all the universes are generated and all material manifestations are produced, one after another. The causal ocean is created by the Lord as the Mahatattva, as a cloud in the spiritual sky, and is only as part of his different manifestations. The spiritual sky is an expansion of his personal rays, and he is the Mahatattva cloud also. He lies down and generates the universes by his breathing, and again by entering into each universe as Garbhodakashaya Vishnu. He creates Brahma, Shiva and many other demigods for maintenance of the universe, and again absorbs the whole thing into his person. So basically, you know, this he's also, Prabhupada is also explaining, the Lord is, you know, the cause of everything. Not only that, this is also Achincha Beda Beda Tattva, because the material nature, the Mahatattva, is also him, but it's not him. Like that. Text 40-41. Vishuddham kevalam jnanam.
Vishuddham kevalam jnanam.
Pratyaksam yak avastitam.
Pratyaksam yak avastitam.
Satyam purnam anadiyantam.
Satyam purnam anadiyantam.
Nirgunam nityam advayam.
Nirgunam nityam advayam.
Vishevidanti
munaya.
Prashantatmendriyashah.
Prashantatmendriyashah.
Yadatad evasatarkaish.
Yadatad evasatarkaish.
Tirodiyeta viplutam. The personality of Godhead is pure, being free from all contaminations of material tinges. He is the absolute truth and the embodiment of full and perfect knowledge. He is all pervading, without beginning or end, and without rival. O Narada, O great sage, the great thinkers can know him when completely freed from all material hankerings, and when sheltered under undisturbed conditions of the senses. Otherwise, by untenable arguments, all is distorted and the Lord disappears from our sight. So no point speculating. Do the devotional service, and once your senses are purified, the Lord reveals himself.
The people in spiritual world, they know about Lord there completely. They know completely.
No, no one can know him completely. Yeah, they are not bewildered. But they are bewildered by Yoga Maya. Yeah, so that they can have Leelas. In Vaikuntha planet, it's not so much, because they are all in awe and reverence. They know he is the Supreme Lord. But as you go higher planet, Vaikuntha planets, like in Ayodhya, and then Dwaraka, then go to Mathura and then to Vrindavan. So there's more and more covering. Because the Lord in Vrindavan, he only wants to enjoy and play with everybody. So if they know he is the Supreme Lord, then they will not function in that capacity where he likes that thing. Where they shout at him, they curse him, he likes that more than someone in Vaikuntha chanting mantras. Huh? They beat him up, yeah. He likes that. So in the purport, Prabhupada says, Mayavaya, the philosopher, tries to designate the Lord as contaminated by material body when he accepts forms of incarnation. So that is how Mayavadis try to present. Then Prabhupada continues, according to Mayavada philosophy, the spirit soul, when covered by nescience, is designated as jiva. But when freed from such ignorance or nescience, he emerges in the impersonal existence of the absolute truth. But here it is said that the Lord is eternally the symbol of full and perfect knowledge. So there is already this statement that he doesn't get covered up. So the Mayavadis are speculating. But here, right? Okay. This is his speciality, perpetual freedom from all material contamination. This distinguishes the Lord from the individual common living entities who have the aptitude for being subordinated by nescience or ignorance, and thus becoming materially designated. In the Vedas, it is said that the Lord is Vijnanam Anandam, full of bliss and knowledge. The conditioned souls are never to be compared to Him because such individual souls have the tendency to become contaminated. The Lord can never be contaminated. Never. Cannot happen. Not possible at all. No such thing. That's like, can He, you know, create something amazing? Yes, He can create that amazing. But because He is ever expanding, He will become more amazing than what He created. Then He can create another amazing thing. And then because He is ever expanding, He will this will go on ad infinitum.
Somebody asked Prabhupada, is there a Govardhan that Krishna cannot lift? So the answer was, I think this Prabhupada
something, stone or something.
Yeah, exactly, some stone. So Krishna will create a stone that He cannot lift and then He will lift it.
No, you see, you come as another avatar and lift. So anyway, that's His unlimited potency. You cannot define the Lord. That's the point. Yeah, so we need to also accept that, you know. Vijnanam Anandam. Although after liberation the living entity can become one with the same quality of existence as the Lord, that means going back to the spiritual world, his very tendency to become contaminated, which the Lord never has, makes the individual living entity different from the Lord. So that's a difference, because we are tatashta. In the Vedas it is said, Shuddham Apapa Viddham. The individual Atma becomes polluted by sin, but the Lord is never contaminated by sins. The Lord is compared to the powerful sun. Even this example in the Ishopanishad also. The sun is never contaminated by anything infectious because it is so powerful. On the contrary, infected things are sterilized by the rays of the sun. Similarly, the Lord is never contaminated by sins. On the contrary, the sinful living entities become sterilized by the contact with the Lord. So that is the clue again. Always connect ourselves with the Supreme Lord. Then Prabhupada gives the example of the position, how the Lord is so powerful, His qualities and so on. Now towards the end, the middle, Prabhupada writes, only the Prashantas, see the line, only the Prashantas or the unalloyed devotees of the Lord can know Him to a greater extent. That means unalloyed, not covered by any tinges of material or sense gratification. The reason is that the devotees have no demands in their lives. So this is another clue. What demands we have in our life? If we have too many demands, then we cannot focus on Krishna. And their demand is to be obedient servants of the Lord. While all others, namely the empiric philosophers, the mystics and the fruity workers, all basically have some demand, and as such they cannot be pacified. And this is the verse, Bhukti Mukti Siddhikami Shakale Ashanta. Krishna Bhakti Nishkama Atave Shanta. So if you take up Krishna, nothing can disturb you. You are always peaceful. You should be. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yeah. He will show you. Yes, Prabhu.
So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that in one of the verses, after knowing this, there is nothing.
No more truth to be known. Yes.
That means you know everything. Yes, that
means. The truth, Krishna is all. If you know and love Krishna, then actually, in a sense, you know everything. No, the best way to know Krishna is to love Him. That's all. You know, don't try to. That's all.
Once you know that, read scriptures.
Yeah, they love Him and that's it. It's complete. The Lord says, I cannot repay you. But He Himself is Anandam Vardham Buddhi. He's just growing, ever increasing. Everything is ever increasing. So, how can you measure? Today you measure, tomorrow he's 1 foot taller, like that. So it's not possible to know Him completely. But to love Him is to know Him. You understand? Do you all understand? Yeah. It's different. Loving someone is to know that person completely. Yeah. That's why you love that person. Whereas we are trying to analyze and know him through our jnana and all, it's not possible. Okay?
It's like our children, they don't know about us.
They'll run, right? Okay, anyway, let's continue.
There was, I just wanted to say a quick point that there was a lecture by his Holiness Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj. It's just maybe a month or a couple of months back. It's on his family directory. He's been just about it. But he said this point which you are saying right now, there's this tendency to measure is the reason that we are in this material world. So then he gives an entire lecture on that, he was talking about Brahma Mohan Lila, Lord Brahma is trying to measure Krishna, right? Oh, I can measure.
Yeah, how powerful he is.
Yeah, so he's saying, we keep doing this with it because I have to be greater than somebody to be able to measure that person.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, that is the very...
It's a fact, it's a nice,
point,
yeah.
Right? So that's why...
Forget spiritual things, right? Even material things. I'm a data analyst at work. And every day in the morning I come, there is additional data which I cannot measure. Again, the whole day I struggle with it. I think I have it under control. Next morning I go, again it's out of control.
So one is he cannot measure. The second is that we always have a tendency to measure.
Yeah.
So we have to give that up. Till we give that up, then
how many heads Brahma has
there? Actually, in the book it's unlimited. So many, 10,000, 100,000, like that. It's not possible to know. Unlimited Brahma scheme, so it's not possible.
Anyway, don't laugh. We may go to this planet next
week. How is he balancing so many heads on with two legs?
No, their bodies are big. That's the thing.
You said the body is like a planet.
Yes, like huge personalities, yeah. But when they come here, they take a smaller form. Yeah. Anyway, you can sort of understand this. Of course, you show this to ordinary people, they say we are crazy people, you know. Definitely, they'll say. So you cannot immediately show them, look, our Brahma has got four heads. The guy is saying, what is wrong with this guy? So don't show all this. All we have to do is chant and go back to Godhead. Then when they read, they will understand. Alright, there's at least, let me see. That's four more verses. So we'll do tomorrow 42 onwards. And then we'll start chapter 7. Tomorrow also. Alright, thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.